Good evening all. My name's Peter Paredes. Some of you may have heard of my story already. As a result of discrimination and not having the same equality afforded to me by the law, you get situations that I went through, and mine was within the Australian Defence Force. I joined in the 1994 in the Royal Australian Navy, and by late 1995 I had fast-tracked it to become a communications sailor on the Australian submarines, which is no small feat. One of the quickest times ever done in higher than top security levels. I was not out in the Defence Force, and I was recommended to become an officer, a commissioned officer within the Defence Force. And in 1997, things started to change. He came along. A kid who had no idea about sexuality issues started to pry into my private affairs, go into my bedroom, searching out for proof that I was gay, listening to answering machine messages, spreading rumours around with the crew members. It escalated to verbal abuses of threats, life-threatening threats, and I put in a complaint to the department heads. There was an investigation as a result of that complaint, and the questions that were asked of witnesses were things like, what sort of friends does Peter have? What sort of clothes does he wear? Where does he go out? Had nothing to do with threats of violence against me. In fact, one of them was asked, are you aware that Peter has a magazine that displays leather clothing? And the heterosexual sailor turned around and said, well, yes, I lent it to him. Resigning from the Defence Force, I had rocked the boat quite severely. I stayed on, quite tenacious, and said, no, I'm not going to resign. I took them on. As a result, I opted to change to become a medic, and the situation continued. Where I went, the story followed me, and harassment followed me. There was a lot of bitchiness. Things ordinarily given quite easily to other members were made quite difficult for me. To give you a quick, can't go into the 8 years that I went through with them, with you tonight, but on a quick posse, I was posted to Darwin by myself, not entitled to take my partner, who is of now 8 years with me. I was sent to Darwin, and on the way there I had an accident, and my left leg, my knee, was basically swinging like a piece of meat. Not ordinarily, people would be sent out to help the Defence Force member and take him on. I was told to drive on to Darwin. I got to Darwin on eventually on crutches. Crutches were taken away from me. I was housed in a four-storey building by myself. I was eventually sent back to Melbourne for surgery. My rehab was hindered by the heads of department. I wasn't allowed to do certain physio rehabilitation because they couldn't ask me any other way out of the Navy except for physical. So eventually they did. I was medically discharged as a result of a knee not healing as quick as it should. Bear in mind, if this can happen to a member of the Defence Force here in Australia, don't have any doubts whatsoever about what's happening to David Hicks overseas. So where to from here? This wouldn't have happened to me if there was equality afforded to me by the law. Recognition of same-sex relationships. Once you have that, discrimination issues, other discrimination issues can be seriously dealt with. We need to stop talking about marriage and child rearing because it has nothing to do with that. It's fundamental human rights, and nothing will change as long as we have people like Howard and our politicians being run by their religious thoughts rather than what's right as far as human rights go. You see, our government is quick to declare that Australians stand by their agreements, example with America and the free trade agreement with China. Yet when the United Nations Human Rights Equal Opportunities Commission find that we as signatories at Section 26 are in violation of that, and I'm talking about the Edward Young versus Australia case, then we can turn our backs and say, well, that's not really a court of law, we don't have to abide by that. As a result of the Edward Young case, the UK government has won a battle, has lost their battle, and now there's same-sex recognition in the UK, as with other parts in Europe. And that's what we need here in Australia. We need a type of stonewall to act politically on our behalf, and we must march on the streets and not just Mardi Gras time. In reading a few submissions that are on the website, I came across the Festival of Lights submission, quite interesting and detailed, and I note that they quoted from two of the judges that sat on the Edward Young case, who basically agreed that same-sex relationships shouldn't be afforded the rights, but they failed to mention the other 16 judges that did not agree with their opinion. You see, religion should not play a part in human rights. There was a chap called Martin Luther King who once exclaimed that he had a dream that all men are created equal, and no person is better than any other. And to quote Edward Roy Hart Young, it is our birthright that when we first open our eyes, the only expectation we truly have and the only starting point we should all start from is equality before the law. Thank you.